Hello and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. We're sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, co-host for the show with Dana Lake. She will be back next week. We're here every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. and we'll be covering a wide range of subjects on health, diet, nutrition, lifestyle, and exercise. Give you helpful suggestions. We always have guests on when we can, and always just discussing the latest and greatest news and research and updates and topics relating to health, wellness, and nutrition. So you can also log on and listen to archive shows or any previous shows that we've done by going to www.myvillagegreen.com and go to the archive show site. You can listen to any of the old shows that we've had done. You can scroll through. They're all arranged by topic and category, and there are some fantastic shows. The show's been airing now for over a year, so we have some wonderful topics archived for you, and they're all free to download and listen to at your convenience. So just a little bit about the Village Green, our sponsor. They're a health and wellness pharmacy located in Bethesda. They've been around for about 40 years. It's a wonderful resource for anyone looking for information regarding health and wellness topics or ideas. We have some very well-educated and experienced pharmacists there that can answer questions, as well as herbalists, nutritionists, and other very experienced health advisors. I am there myself on Tuesdays, usually in one-on-one consultations with people, but if I am available, I'm always happy to speak to any customers who happen to come in, or you can call with questions, and when I get a minute, I will make sure to give you a call back. We have a great show for you today. Today, we're going to be talking about pain and pain-related issues and natural approaches to addressing pain. So these are for people who are having issues with low back pain, osteoarthritis, pain in the knees, pain in the hands, pain in the hips, and are looking for other ways to manage that pain besides surgery, or the most commonly recommended way to manage this pain, which is something called NSAIDs, which stand for non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. And these are the over-the-counter acetaminophen, ibuprofen, naproxen. These are all of the most of the over-counter, and some are prescription that people use to manage pain. They work really well, but the problem is they do have a definite downside, and that downside is usually related to damage to the gastrointestinal tract. And we know that by taking these NSAIDs for extended period of times, you also put excessive stress on your kidneys and liver. And I've definitely seen patients come in to see me with their blood work who are using these NSAIDs to manage their chronic pain, and their kidney function or liver function does look somewhat compromised according to the blood work. And usually once you get them off those medications, it does re-regulate. But, you know, even more importantly is the damage that it can do to the gastrointestinal system. And, you know, there are a huge amount of people who die every year because of gastrointestinal bleeds as a result of taking too much of these medications. Once a gastrointestinal bleed happens, it can be very difficult to stop. And, you know, that can definitely be a life-threatening situation, particularly as people are getting older. When you get up into your 70s and 80s, you know, and people who have been doing this for 10 or 15 years, using these medications can become very dangerous. And as I said, once a bleed starts, it can be very difficult to stop. So we have a great special guest on today. I mean, I just want to mention the show is sponsored by the Village Green, but also sponsoring the show, we have some different supplement manufacturers. And a lot of times the guests that we have on are representative from those supplement manufacturers. I just want to, you know, say that I'm not here on the show trying to sell anything or necessarily promote any specific product. I just would like to introduce all of you listeners to some of the information and research that's coming out of these companies. The companies that sponsor the show, that help the Village Green pay for the show, represent some of the best supplement companies in the industry. So these are the top tier supplement companies that are going to be producing the highest quality products. As a result of that, they usually have wonderful resources of PhDs, doctors, physicians, researchers on board that are really on the cutting edge of what's going on in the nutraceutical industry. So today I'm going to have on a PhD, doctorate gentleman from a company called Zymogen, who is a sponsor of the show, who they've just come out with a really interesting pain formula. So a couple products specifically geared at pain that have a lot of really good research behind them and have been very, very well formulated. So we're going to use that product as an example to highlight some of the things that people are using to help with pain issues, some of the things that are going on in the herbal industry for it. And it does represent a very, very good quality product that I would be comfortable referring any of my patients to or anyone listening to try, because if you're going to get success with anything, one of these products is probably going to be the most likely to give you that success. So we're going to bring him on in the second segment. Right now, I always just like to start the show by going over and reviewing some of the latest research that's been coming out in the natural health industry. So every week I go and I review all the research websites, and I try and find some interesting studies that have been done to try and highlight some of the exciting news that's going on. And I always like to start with or it's always nice when there are things related to food and diet and nutrition, because although supplements and herbs and those things are extremely important in helping people achieve their health goals, we can never forget the importance of the basic fundamentals of lifestyle. And when I see things about diet and exercise, they're always fun to highlight and look at. So I got about four or five studies here that have just come out that were just recently published that are interesting ones that relate specifically to diet. The first one is, I don't think it's going to surprise anyone, but it's interesting. Someone did a study on it. It was relating to potato chip ingestion increasing inflammation. And what they did is they looked at issues related to atherosclerosis, which is hardening of the arteries, inflammation and oxidative stress in the body in people who consumed high amounts of potato chips. And in the study, they had one group of volunteers increase or eat a significant amount of potato chips and measured some very interesting markers of health. They found that there was a significant increase in oxidized LDL, and this is what relates to the atherosclerosis, because the oxidized LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, is what leads to the formation of plaques. They also, very interestingly enough, noticed an increase in what's called C-reactive protein. C-reactive protein is a very specific marker for inflammation in the body, and it can oftentimes be a very sensitive marker for inflammation, particularly inflammation that's happening inside the blood vessels. And we're learning through more and more research that inflammation is probably having as much or more of a role in contributing to heart disease than just cholesterol alone. And this is what was found out in the study that was published about 6 or 8 weeks ago. A big study that came out, was very highly publicized in the news, regarding how the statin medications like Lipitor work to lower heart disease even in people with normal cholesterol. And what they're realizing, and this is, they've known this for a long time, probably at least 3 or 4 years, I've seen this in the research, but this study really was prominent, you know, brought it into people's focus, that it's not so much about these drugs lowering cholesterol that's helping with reducing heart disease risk, it's their ability to lower inflammation, which is helping reduce heart disease risk. So you eat a lot of potato chips, you're going to have a higher amount of C-reactive protein, a higher amount of oxidized LDL, and a more increased risk for heart disease. So watch out for those potato chips. The next one is going to looking at positive side of diet, which is increased vegetable and fruit intake, reducing the risk of Barrett's esophagus. I bring this one up because Barrett's esophagus is related to acid reflux. It is a precancerous condition in the lower esophagus that is caused by chronic acid reflux. And a lot of people in our society do have acid reflux and take medication for it. But what we can see here is that just by doing some things with diet, we can really reduce the risk of developing this precancerous type of lesion. And in this study, they had about 170 subjects that were newly diagnosed with Barrett's esophagus, and they had another 182 controls. So it was a pretty good sample size, a little over 300 people. And they realized that an increased intake of vegetables and fruit were found to be associated with a significantly reduced risk of Barrett's esophagus. So, you know, again, eat more vegetables, eat less potato chips. The next one I liked because it has to do with kiwi fruit. And it was talking about kiwi fruit consumption reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease in adults with basically high cholesterol. And they found that people eating 2 kiwi fruits a day for 8 weeks significantly increased their HDL, which is their good cholesterol, and also increased the LDL to HDL ratio. So basically, HDLs came up and LDLs went down. So they think that maybe it has to, and vitamin C and vitamin E levels also went up in the blood. So I thought that one was interesting too. Kiwi fruits taste really good. The last one, which I really want to just touch on because I have a child as well, a young child under the age of 1 year, they did a double-blind randomized control trial involving over 1,000 children under the age of 5 dealing with probiotics. And this has nothing to do with diet, but basically I thought it was an interesting study because they showed that kids who were supplemented with probiotics had much higher immune function. Basically, they were much less susceptible to contracting bacterial, viral, and respiratory infections. Probiotics are such an inexpensive, easy way to really improve the health of adults and specifically children. So anybody out there that this was done on children under 5 years old. So anyone out there who has kids under five, make sure they're getting a good children's probiotic every day. It will help so much to keep their immune systems healthy and reduce their chances of allergies as well. So just a few interesting studies that have come up. The first segment's already up, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about some basic concepts of pain and pain-related conditions, and we're going to bring our guest on and start learning a little bit more about some very cutting-edge pain formulas. So again, this is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1260 AM. We're here every Saturday from 10 to 11, and we will be back in just 1 minute. Hello and welcome back. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. We're here every Saturday from 10 to 11 AM. I'll be your host for the next hour, and Dana Lake will return next week. She is my wonderful co-host who always is covering a wide range of topics related to health and wellness. If you've just caught the show and are interested in listening to the beginning, you can always go to the Village Green website, which is our sponsor. They're www.myvillagegreen.com, and you can listen to any archive shows. We usually have the shows posted about a week or two after they air. We've been doing the show for over a year now, so we have a plenty of wonderful topics archived in that library. So in the first segment, I was just going over some things related to new research breakthroughs in the natural health and wellness industry, and we were talking about some things related to diet and lifestyle and how they improve cardiovascular health and reduce risk of certain types of cancer, specifically Barrett's esophagus, which is a precancerous state in the esophagus as a result of chronic acid reflux. And the last one I discussed was about probiotics and how important it is, especially for children under five, to be getting a good probiotic supplement because of its ability to help boost the immune system. The rest of the show, we're really going to be talking about pain and pain-related issues. As I mentioned in the first segment, we have some wonderful sponsors for the show. A lot of our sponsors you'll hear the commercials for as you listen in between the breaks. And these companies really represent the cutting edge, highest tier, most well-researched supplement in companies in the industry, basically in the world. A lot of them are international. And their goal is to provide the highest quality natural supplements that have the highest efficacy and the highest safety. So we know that the natural health industry and natural supplement industry is somewhat unregulated at this point. But, you know, there are some companies out there that do an extremely good job of self-regulation and produce an extremely high quality product. These companies really go the extra mile to try and make sure that they're producing a good product. And as a result of that, they often have very skilled, very experienced, very knowledgeable people on staff that we will have on as guests on the show to help us talk about what the latest and greatest things going on in the natural world are. So today we have one of the companies is rolling out a new line of products specifically designed for pain. And we're going to talk about the products a little bit, but even if you're not necessarily interested in trying that specific product, what I want you to get out of it is at least some good information about the basic constructs of what should be in a good pain formula. Because if you go to the store and you look at 10 different pain formulas, they're all going to be built in similar ways. And what I want you to try and get out of this is what things you should be looking for. And then also, of course, you know, if you are going to try something, these companies are the companies that I would be recommending to my patients. These are the ones that I trust as a doctor. Hopefully that will ring true for you guys as well. Some of the statistics, there's approximately 46 million American adults diagnosed with some type of arthritis. By 2030, that number is estimated to reach 67 million. 50% of adults over the age of 65 report some type of arthritis diagnosis. So there's a lot of people out there living with chronic pain, and that's just due to arthritis. There's also issues related to low back pain, muscle pain, all sorts of different injury-related issues. And as I mentioned in the first segment, a lot of times the way people are addressing these things is through what's called NSAIDs, which are non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, okay? And these are the acetaminophen, ibuprofen, naproxen, even some of the prescription ones, such as Vioxx was an example, or Celebrex. These drugs are very effective at reducing pain and inflammation, but we know they have side effects. And a lot of time, these side effects are specifically related to damage to the stomach and digestive system. They inhibit the body from making a, or they inhibit the activity of an enzyme that produces inflammatory, what's called prostaglandins. So we can reduce the inflammation, which is great. However, a lot of these prostaglandins have other effects on our body, specifically on the digestive system, in helping to keep up with the production of the lining of the stomach and small intestines that protects us from stomach acid and degradation. So when you inhibit that production, you end up with this increased risk of ulcers. And a lot of people, many thousands and thousands of people every year die from NSAID use because of gastrointestinal bleeds. That basically go out of control. Now, on top of that, there's also the damage that can happen to the kidneys and the liver from taking these medications on a long-term basis. You know, with Vioxx, they were very excited because they found a type of medication that was so specific, it really seemed to reduce the gastrointestinal side effects. However, as we know what happened with Vioxx, there were many other risks associated with it, particularly a much greater increased risk of heart attack in certain individuals, and Vioxx was subsequently pulled off the market. So these drugs, you know, there is no really good answer when you start messing with nature so much. It's hard to really figure out exactly what the side effects and ramifications are going to be. When we're dealing with things in the natural world, like herbs and vitamins and nutrients, the risk of side effects is much less. Now, the overall efficacy can also be somewhat less for certain individuals. A lot of people do need the specificity and power of medications to get results, but a huge majority of the people could be significantly improved and probably manage a lot of their chronic pain issues if they were on the right type of herbal formula and greatly reduce their risk of side effects. And if you use the type of formula from one of these companies I've been talking about, you know that you're getting the ultimate in purity and safety from the product. And we're going to talk about some of the things like quality control wise that this company does with their product that should serve as the example and the model for pretty much all supplement companies. And if you have any questions about your supplement company that you're using, if you're taking a product for pain or whatever it might be, call the company, do your homework, do your research, go to the place where you bought it, ask the reps, ask the people working there. If they don't have the answers, get the number. The company has to be accountable and be able to give you the kind of information you need to know to make sure that you're taking a safe product. Okay, so I guess some basic things about pain and pain-related therapies. We're going to talk about a couple things. We're going to review some very specific herbs, and we're going to talk about this concept in herbalism of synergy, where basically you don't need to use super high amounts of any one herbal ingredient. If you combine the right herbs together, you can get a very potent effect while using moderate to low doses of the herbs. We're also going to talk about how some of these herbs work and behave. They work as COX-2 inhibitors. So basically, this is how the NSAIDs work. They block that COX-2 enzyme, and a lot of herbs have that same medicinal property to block that enzyme, and that's often how they work to reduce pain. We're also going to be talking about omega-3s and omega-3 fatty acids, specifically related to the ones that oftentimes come out of fish oil, EPA and DHA, and how those have a very, very good ability to help reduce chronic pain. So our guest for the afternoon is a PhD researcher. He spent many years in the pharmaceutical industry, actually developing drugs. And then recently, in the last 2 years, his focus has been on botanical and natural health products. And this has led him to help to develop a new product specifically designed for pain. So without further ado, I'd like to bring on my guest for the day, Guy Chamberlain. Guy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pastor. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much. So I'm sure you've been listening to the show and you've heard that we're going to be talking about these pain formulas. So I'm really excited to have you on. I'd like to maybe start. I thought, you know, you had a really interesting story about how you got to developing this product and some of the history behind it. So maybe you could give our listeners a little bit about background about yourself and the company and how you got to where you're at.
Certainly. First of all, I'm basically a PhD in toxicology who spent his career, like you mentioned earlier in the show, developing drugs for the pharmaceutical industry. And the approach we always take with our products is always trying to develop a high-quality product that is safe and efficacious and also basically meets the pharmaceutical standards, even the international standards of Europe as well. And I guess back 2 years ago when the company was founded, we started working with some companion animal products that were natural, I guess, health products made of mixtures of herbs and of different ingredients like glucosamine chondroitin. And as we slowly were developing them and trying to get them registered in Canada and provide all of the scientific data to convince the regulators that these products were both efficacious and safe, we looked at the kind of the science behind them and said, we can convert these into products for humans. And the company we're working with was based in Europe, and we decided to work with their phytotherapists. And they had about three or four phytotherapists, and each of them had their clinical practice in Europe, treating patients from anywhere from 20 to 25 years. So we started learning more about the herbs and getting in with them and trying to understand why you mix certain herbs together. And one part we were very curious about was the fact they were using very, what I call, I guess, pharmacologically, very low-level herbs and combining them and basically claiming they were getting as much of a potent product, even more potent than the single herb itself at its, I guess, what's known as its therapeutic dose.
Right. So that's that concept of synergy in herbalism, how combining some of these herbs together can, you know, equal a greater outcome than any one by itself.
Yes, and be safer because you're exposing basically the body to lower levels of each of the constituents of each plant.
Sure, from a toxicology standpoint, it definitely makes sense.
So we decided to design some studies, and based on my pharmaceutical background, we decided we'd use models that were recognized by regulatory agencies in product development and used by all the big pharmaceutical companies in product development and basically test to see if it was true that you would get synergism. So we went out and contracted out to a third party. We designed the study, and to our surprise, as we diluted down from 250 milligrams down to as low as 60 milligrams and combining with four other herbs, we were actually getting a response that was synergistic between all of the herbs. And this was all in vivo. This was not in vitro.
Right. So meaning that it was actually not in a test tube, it was actually in people, in subjects.
This was actually in animals.
Okay, in the animals. So we were dealing with the animal studies.
So it's easier to do research at that level, especially because we were very curious about what they were claiming to be able to do.
Right.
And from then, basically from that point, we just said, well, I think we can develop a line for humans. And we just went out, and being a toxicologist, we adjusted the dose levels and started to see which herbs would be better suited for humans because mm-hmm. some herbs were not necessarily well suited because of some of the other ingredients in them. And then we went back, tested the formulations, and came up with the products and initiated a clinical trial in humans to see if the products were as effective as we thought they would be.
That's great. Okay, so when we come back from the break, we got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to get into these specific products. We're going to talk about the ingredients, why they were selected. I really am excited about you telling people about the quality control that your company uses because I think it should be a model for all companies. And we'll cover some of these great topics related to helping you naturally relieve some of your pain-related issues. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1260 AM. We will be back in 1 minute. Hello and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. I'm your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. My co-host, Dana Lake, will return next week. We're here every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. And remember, you can always listen to archive shows by going to www.myvillagegreen.com and listen to any of the shows that we've recorded in the last year and a half. So today we're talking about pain and pain-related issues. I have Guy Chamberlain on the phone, whose company has recently developed some very exciting new pain products. And we're going to be talking about some of these different products specifically designed for treating pain, what the ingredients are in them, and what a real model should be for a company in regards to what quality control should be. So Guy, welcome back. Thanks.
Well, thank you.
So, you know, let's talk about specifically, I guess, one of the first products that we could maybe discuss is one called Dolorex.
Yes.
Right, which is a patent-pending proprietary formula combining several different herbs. So let's talk a little bit about some of the different herbs in this formula and why they were selected.
Okay.
Okay.
We basically looked for a blend of herbs that would be both anti-inflammatory and analgesic, and herbs that were very well known for their, I guess, each as single ingredients for both their efficacy and safety at the full, say, monograph therapeutic dose.
Mm-hmm.
And when I refer to monograph, I mean European agency, Health Canada, for example, we have monographs on different herbal products where the regulators have kind of declared a safe and efficacious dose of single herbs.
Mm-hmm.
So when we started to see that these herbs were also monographed, to us, that kind of gave a safety blanket.
Right, meaning they've been well-studied, well-researched about their effects in human models regarding how they work and their safety records as well.
That's exact.
Yeah.
We decided to select those herbs, and we started working with them. Like I said, doing the studies and looking at each one combined. And there were several other herbs that the phytotherapist actually introduced, which was the meadowsweet, the birch, and the horsetail. And these herbs, I guess back 2 years ago, the first time I was hearing why phytotherapists added these to products, it was really kind of not shocking, but things that in pharmacology we never think about. But they were adding very low levels of these herbs to exactly bring out more protection to the human subject. So basically these herbs in, I guess, the phytotherapy science and naturopathy are added to help eliminate toxins from mm-hmm. the body and even drain, for example, the liver and the kidney of their toxins.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was an interesting approach as a toxicologist, and I went and studied a lot more of those herbs, and the pharmacology data is actually there to show how they protect the liver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's something that's very commonly done in herbalism or when in naturopathic medicine in general. When you design an herbal formula, it's not just about selecting all the herbs specifically for the person's major complaint. When you look at the system as a whole, you start to understand that the function of some of these other organisms, and in this case and in a lot of other cases, the excretory organisms like the liver and the kidneys are very important in getting your overall effect. And this is something that oftentimes people are very surprised about, but is usually a very common practice with herbs.
Yes, and that was very common in parts of Europe. Belgium and Germany, we saw that very commonly, and it's turned out to be actually quite interesting.
Okay, so let's talk about the first herb on the list, Devil's Claw.
Devil's Claw is basically a herb that has both anti-inflammatory properties and analgesics.
Mm-hmm.
These have been well demonstrated both in animals, and this, I guess, herb as a single ingredient has undergone numerous clinical trials where its efficacy in osteoarthritis and lower back pain has been well demonstrated.
Mm-hmm. And we think some of its activity is related to this, as I talked about earlier, the reduction of the COX-2 enzyme pathway, which we've talked about is often how a lot of the over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug works.
Right.
Yep. Okay, and then black currant.
Black currant is basically it's bringing in some omegas mm-hmm. in there, as well as other ingredients that have still not been identified, but are known to also bring in more anti-inflammatory benefit to patients.
And again, it looks like some research studies showed they inhibited the prostaglandin E2, which is one of the prostaglandins specifically related to triggering the inflammation and pain response.
Yes, and that's been demonstrated in humans as well.
Okay. Tell me about the green lip mussels.
Green lip mussel is probably the only non-herbal ingredient in Dolorex. It actually comes from New Zealand, and it's been associated as well with inhibiting COX-1 and COX-2, and it's mainly some omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids that are in there.
Okay. And then the willow bark. Now, this one, for a long time, people have used willow bark for modulating pain issues because of the salicylic acid that is in there and how similar that is to something like aspirin and its ability to modulate pain.
Yes, it's salicin, which is basically a glycoside of salicylic acid.
So a similar molecule helping with reduction of pain, basically.
Similar molecule, but it's very potent, but doesn't have all of the side effects, for example, of salicylate.
Mm-hmm. And
That's then profile.
And then Feverfew is in there as well.
Feverfew, and as well as the horsetail, and then the birch. Mm-hmm. And the Spirea almaria, which is the meadowsweet.
The meadowsweet, yep.
Also contains salicylate.
And the birch is one of the other herbs that seems to contain some of the salicylic acid and work, you know, similarly to the willow bark.
But when you're talking about our horsetail, our birch, and our meadowsweet, you're looking at very low levels mm-hmm. per capsule. And these ones, like I said, were added for the naturopathic reasons and not for, say, the primary pharmacology.
More for that synergistic approach.
Correct. You're looking at, in the case of birch, like 50 milligrams in there, and it's very low. And each of the herbs we use, they're all actually herb extracts. We don't use the full herb, and they're all standardized. And we, like you mentioned, in our quality control program, we control both the species as well as the plant parts and the somewhat what we recognize as the active ingredients, which are markers that we make sure they're in there and in the right level.
Right. So let's talk about that, the quality control stuff for a minute. I mean, for raw materials and final products, I mean, you have a list of things that you do. We have microbiology testing, heavy metal testing, and pesticide testing, correct, on every herbal product that comes in?
Every herbal ingredient that we purchase, as well as even the final products, we repeat it again to be sure that everything is according to our product specifications.
Right. So that's, I mean, extremely important because we know that we're not getting herbs that are contaminated with heavy metals, which can often be the case if the soil's been polluted. We have herbs that have been processed properly and stored properly so that we're not having excessive microbial growth on them, which could be harmful to us. And then also, extremely importantly, you're using herbs that do not have high levels of pesticides on them, which is very important, knowing that these herbs have been grown properly, taken care of properly, and are not going to be toxic.
Yes. So far, all the herbal ingredients we've used have had actually non-detected. They have not been able to find any traces of pesticides. And
right.
We make sure all our suppliers understand fully our quality control program because we subject every single lot that they provide us to this program.
That's great. I'm sure that goes back to what you were used to doing in the pharmacology world
exactly.
as a toxicologist.
Well, for me, when I developed these, I always have in mind the times I was at the Food and Drug Administration yep. trying to get even drugs into clinical trials
yep.
and how you convince them you actually are controlling your production.
Exactly.
For safety and as well efficacy.
Yep. And that brings us to the next one, plant identification. So, I mean, this has to do with being species specific, meaning that, you know, a lot of herbs, they have various species within the family. And somebody might be saying, well, this herb is great for this type of condition, but you may get a relative of that herb that people are using. So it may be it may be in the same family, but not the exact species that's associated with the health benefits. So doing the specific plant identification is so important because there's so much bad herbal products out there because people aren't even using the right plant.
That's correct. As well, people are not even collecting the correct plant part. In the case of the devil's claw, we're looking
right.
actually at the tuber, and it's very important that that's...
Right, not the leaves, not the stems. Yeah. You actually need the tuber.
Exactly.
Right.
And same thing in the feverfew. It's a certain part of the plant, the black currant's a certain part, and same thing with the meadowsweet. We always use a specific plant part and a specific, even subspecies. We have to be sure they're the correct ones.
Right, and so that's where it comes to the next part of your quality control, which is actually identifying the active ingredients.
The active ingredient is kind of the next step where we want to be sure that the active ingredient is actually present in the quantities we expect it in the raw material. And that's actually even one of the first signs of degradation of a raw material. If we're not seeing the right amount of the active ingredient, then we're not going to use it because we're not sure if the material is of high quality.
Right. So this creates a very, very specific reliability of the potency and purity of the product from every single batch.
From every single batch, and like I said, also the final products, and we also measure it in several different samples that have been taken from, say, one lot of production mm-hmm. in-house to be sure that it is homogeneous. So you're getting as much, say, of the Harpaga side, which is the active ingredient in Devil's Claw, you're getting as much with each capsule, and mm-hmm. it's not a question of fluctuating amounts.
Yep.
The same quality you would see in a pharmaceutical product.
Which is just fantastic. I mean, I wish every company in the industry was abiding to these kind of quality controls. And then the last thing is you guys measure for any drug alteration, meaning has there been any contamination of the herbal ingredients with any type of pharmaceutical or any type of drug or anything?
Well, I think we kind of decided to add that, and that's, again, my pharmaceutical experience. That it really bothered me when I was seeing reports in the USA and even warning letters coming out from the US FDA that were telling companies, well, you've purchased this herb, say, from China, for example, and it was spiked with synthetic drugs, and we saw it with some of the, competitors, you could say, of Viagra, and patients were taking the herbal supplement because they were not, medically allowed to take the Viagra, and they were taking high levels, and some of them died. Mm-hmm. When you're seeing this type of problem from a health point of view, the only way you can control it is to actually measure it, and it becomes part of your quality control. Yeah. So we had a laboratory in California develop the methods for us, and it took them quite a while, but they now do drug screening. So for me, it was kind of something that was simple, because in forensic science, you will do drug screening to identify, for example, if anybody was poisoned by any drugs. So to me, it was the technology existed. We just had to tell these labs you're adapting it to our final product and to our raw materials, which are plant-based.
It's great. It's really a wonderful level of quality control on the product. And as I said, I mean, it really does represent some of the highest standards. So we do need to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about two other very exciting products that are specifically related to pain. So this is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1260 AM, sponsored by The Village Green. Don't go anywhere. We will be back in just a minute. Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1260 AM. I'm your host, Dr. Kevin Passera. We're here every Saturday from 10 to 11 AM. And remember, you can always listen to past or archive shows by going to www.myvillagegreen.com and listen to any of the archive shows that we've done over the last year. Today, we've been talking about pain and pain-related conditions and some wonderful herbal formulas to help with pain-related issues if somebody's looking for an option outside of using a medication. We have a very well-educated, wonderful special guest, Guy Chamberlain, who spent years working in the pharmaceutical industry and more recently in the last 2 years has dedicated all of his experience to developing natural products specifically designed for helping with pain. So, Guy, welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
So in the last segment, we talked about the herbal product that you have specifically for the pain formula. This is the Dolorex, which has a combination, synergistic combination of herbs specifically formulated to reduce inflammation and to also have an analgesic effect, meaning a pain-relieving effect. So a very nice, natural alternative to medications in helping to control arthritis or other pain-related issues. What I wanted to talk about is with the Dolorex, when you're working with a formula like this, I mean, let's say you have someone who just has a typical case of osteoarthritis in the knee, they have low back pain, and they are saying, okay, I want to try one of these products. How should they expect to use it? And what kind of results and time-wise would you expect them to get when using a formula like this?
First thing I'll say is the phytotherapist, in their clinical practice, for example, they would use both the Dolorex and the Atrifen.
Okay, so we haven't gotten to that product yet. Okay,
we'll introduce it later, but I think it's important to understand the reason it's not in one product is more my concerns as a drug developer of exposing the body when there is, say, the pain is well managed, that you don't need to always be exposing the body to the anti-inflammatory. So out came the Atrifen, and we can speak about it later. But a patient who takes the products, for example, the Dolorex, who has some pain in the lower back, you're basically taking two capsules twice a day, morning and evening, and they should see relief within 24 hours to 48 hours. It's just like taking an NSAID.
Great. So looking for very, very quick response, which is great. Always a sign of a very high-quality formula. Okay, and so then the goal is to use the Dolorex, the anti-inflammatory, in combination with the Atrifen. So let's talk about the Atrifen and why this product was designed.
Atrifen is basically a product that contains a lot of what I'll call chondroprotectors, like the glucosamine sulfate, methylsulfonylmethane, which is well known as MSM.
MSM, yep.
And chondroitin, as well as it contains some omega-3s and hyaluronic acid and different vitamins and minerals.
So this is the part where we're trying to stimulate the actual manufacturing and production of the cartilage components to help protect the joints. So this is a way that we can get some long-term pain relief without only relying on the anti-inflammatories.
That's correct. Basically, in the concept when we brought out the pain line is the phytotherapist would tell you, for example, take Dalrox and Atrofen daily for the first 45 days. After 45 days, you just stay on the Atrofen, and you would only take Dalrox for flare-ups.
Mm.
And the Atrofen is going to come in and over the long term is going to help the body repair and, I guess you could say, certainly reduce the deterioration of the osteoarthritis with time. That's what these ingredients are yep. known for.
Yep.
And, you know, help build a better body. And when you do get the flare-ups, then you take the Dalrox and you respond, you know, take it 1 or 2 days till your pain's gone and then back and stay on the Atrofen.
Yep. Yeah. You know, I mean, I was doing at the beginning of the show, I don't know if you heard it, I do a review of a lot of new recent articles that have come out in the research relating to health and wellness. And there was a one that came out of France just recently in their Journal of Arthritis and Rheumatology about using chondroitin. And it was a pretty big study involving, you know, not huge, but 622 patients. It was randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled. And they showed that a chondroitin sulfate did have the ability to improve joint space in people with osteoarthritis. So we're actually seeing some very real results and very real research showing that some of these things can actually help to rebuild the cartilage. And you can see that joint space start to improve when you look at radiographic pictures of the joints.
That's something that could probably be of interest to your listeners is Health Canada just came out, I believe, last week with a monograph for what they'll call multi-ingredient joint products. And it's basically they're recognizing the use and combination of ingredients like chondroitin, MSM, glucosamine, along with the omegas for exactly providing pain relief, I guess you could say, and even help build the cartilage over time.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I wanted maybe that's probably interesting is as we started communicating the research we had done in vivo with the Dalrox and Atrofen, the National Research Council of Canada, mainly the Institute of Nutrisciences and Health, got a lot of interest in our products. They were very curious how a product like Dalrox could actually work. And same thing with the Atrofen. Some of the data we had showing that the combination of Dalrox and Atrofen was actually able to decrease the pain in a model of osteoarthritis brought a lot of curiosity. So from there, we developed a collaboration with the National Research Council, and they're basically trying to, what they call, unlock the mechanism of behind the use of low, I guess, herbal ingredients in combination to see what actually causes this synergistic effect between these. And same thing, what in the Atrofen, what combination was able to lead to the dramatic results that we saw in the animal studies.
That's great. So let's talk a little bit about the glucosamine. I mean, you guys use a very specific form, the glucosamine sulfate. And, you know, I think it's important for people to know the differences in what kind of glucosamine is out there and what they should be looking for in any product for joints.
Yes, that's a good point. I mean, glucosamine sulfate is probably, especially the one that's stabilized with potassium chloride, is the only form that in the literature you'll actually see the evidence is there. Clinical evidence is there. Many people have done studies with glucosamine hydrochloride, but a lot of the review articles point out that it is just the glucosamine sulfate that actually has the benefit in patients with osteoarthritis.
Right. So anytime anybody's, I mean, be great if they, you know, use a product like Atrofen because of the quality control, because of the research that's been done on the specific product in animal and human models. But if they're not going to, at least make sure you use a joint formula that has a glucosamine sulfate in it. I think that's a very, very good point for people to note out there. So let's talk about, we got a few minutes left. Let's talk about the third product, the CoolSins, which is actually a topical. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about why this product was developed and what kind of results you saw with that.
This product actually has been in 2 clinical trials. It was used in a clinical trial along with the Dalrox and the Atrofen for local pain relief. And we did a clinical trial before that one using the Dalrox alone in 20 healthy subjects. Obviously, there again, you're seeing my concern as a drug developer where we were concerned about basically putting different herbal extracts on the skin of human subjects and I was concerned about creating some sensitization reaction. So we did basically a safety study, 4-week safety in volunteers, along with measuring its potential on the different joints of the young athletes that we were working with. So this is a product that basically contains 3 herb extracts in it and provides some local pain relief. And first time people will use it, they'll feel, I guess, a nice cooling sense on basically the skin, and that's actually totally normal because that's what you're expecting the product to do as it works on
so that's nice. So
cold receptors.
So it's a non-drug topical gel, basically, that was studied to show that it helps with the release of some muscle and joint pain. So I know that one of the studies that you did with it, you know, was specifically with people who are doing a lot of athletic activity, and they really noted some very significant improvements in joint and muscle pain when they use this regularly, which is absolutely great. So Guy, we're just about out of time. Thank you so much for being on. I really do appreciate it. And I just want to remind everyone out there, the products are being distributed under the Zymogen label. Guy's company is actually, what's the name of the company that actually developed it?
Biotanica
out of Canada. And it's being distributed in the United States under the label Zymogen, which we do carry at the Village Green. If you have any questions about these products, you can come on in and talk to any of our well-educated staff about it. If you have osteoarthritis pain, it is a very well-designed, very well-formulated product, and I really can't stress enough how happy I am with the quality control they're putting on it to ensure that you have the safety and that you know you're getting a very effective, very safe product. Guy has done all of the research using his pharmaceutical background to make sure that that is the case. So, I'm going to sign off for today. This has been Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, sponsored by the Village Green. Please stop in and visit us sometime. You can ask about these products or any of the other thousands of products that we have in store. And remember to tune in next Saturday from 10 to 11 for the Essentials of Healthy Living with Dana Lake. Thank you and have a great day.